Sitting on top of the world, lotus position. Not necessarily compulsory to meditate, but a lot of people do. It is World Meditation Day. And why should you be meditating? And why are more and more big companies getting in experts to help their executives become more mindful? Edwina Griffin is a health and high performance expert, and she joins us now here at 97.3 ABC Illawarra. Hello, Edwina.
Good morning, Mick. Thank you for having me on.
You've got a couple of interesting qualifications. You're not just a meditator, but also a mediator.
I am.
Was that because they were so close in the dictionary?
That's exactly it. No, well, I do think it's fairly closely aligned. It's all about awareness, communication, connection with other people. So it all comes together, same philosophy.
Gosh, I'd love a court-appointed mediator to be someone nice and calm who's just had a meditation session that morning. That would be excellent. Why is meditation being used more and more, even under the guise of, say, mindfulness by big companies?
Look, I think that today's society has become more and more busy and people are in that fight or flight mode so much that the need for it, the sort of term stress has become a part of everyone's everyday life. And so bringing mindfulness into the workplace has become more and more, I guess, essential to try and bring corporations together, to bring people into that present moment and to let go of some of the stress that is infiltrating meetings and infiltrating corporate culture. So bringing mindfulness is about increasing the consciousness or the awareness of teams and enabling them to work better together. It has been shown that self-awareness brings a greater team awareness, which then can help shift culture. So research is showing the benefits of managing stress and managing self-awareness amongst not only leaders, but amongst whole teams.
Do you ever worry in the same way that companies try and espouse environmental aims, it's called greenwash, that we're seeing a bit of a mind wash?
Well, I mean, I think the more it's talked about, the more it becomes the norm in terms of conversation. That's a stepping stone. Yes, there may be initially kind of a whole lot of words, not enough action, but I think it's all part of the shift and different corporations will embody it at different levels, but we're getting there, and I think it's about having that world conversation, acknowledging days like today and bringing people's awareness into the moment. And the more people become aware, the more the teams and employees will be insisting on bringing these practices in, which is when you start to get those shifts on a world scale.
How does the fight or flight response come out in a workplace environment?
Well, fight or flight response is very much the survival. So it tends to be that reactive moment where people are in a sort of survival mode. It's panic. It's reactive without taking, I guess, that mindful moment to step back, reflect and make a point of choice. It's a reactive behaviour rather than a behaviour of point of choice. And so you tend to have, things that are exploded out in terms of an emotional release that might be not very conscious and not very inclusive, which creates these divides in corporations and contribute to not-so-healthy toxic cultures. Mm.
Okay, so there'll be plenty of people, including myself, that are going into meetings today with some colleagues, perhaps, that they don't necessarily, they aren't looking forward to talking to. What? Give me some tips for bringing mindfulness into the workplace that'll help out.
Well, taking that moment before, say, the meeting that you may not be that excited about, to check in with yourself and strengthening their own inner peace and inner self awareness, strengthening our own world or our own realm means that other people's opinions tend to deflect off more and more. And so I think, meditation and mindfulness is about that practice that's reinforced to strengthen our inner knowing of who we are so that other people's opinions or deflected comments become less important or less harmful in terms of emotional damage as we're stronger in our own being. And then ideally, the ideal tip would be when corporations or leaders are bringing in a mindfulness practice or a mini meditation before the meeting or at the beginning of a meeting to bring the group together so that, past, say, the argument of this morning or the stress of the disagreement you had with a peer last week is cleared and where actually the intention of the current meeting is brought in. So I think it's very much about being clear on intention and focus about what a meeting is and having strong boundaries around people who may want to push your buttons and keeping that quite separate in the intention of a meeting.
Okay, so but you could do that in a reasonable business context, couldn't you? Just to start again saying, okay, thanks for coming. This is what we're trying to achieve today. It's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be hippie or airy-fairy.
Look, it doesn't have to be.
Here's what our intention is to do.
Yeah, and even just saying what it can take 10 minutes to allow everyone to bring your focus into the present moment, it doesn't have to be floaty and airfarium. You know, mindfulness and meditation is becoming mainstream conversation. Now, it's not so much that alternative thing anymore, if you know what I mean. So I think it's quite accepted, and people, there's enough research now to support the benefit of doing this. So I think as a leader saying, we're going to take a minute to bring everyone, bring their awareness to the present moment, just focus on what your intentions are for this meeting. You may want to write down some notes, and we'll begin in a minute or in 30 seconds. And there's nothing unprofessional, in my opinion, anyway, and from what I've seen, in doing that. And this is why companies like Apple and Google are doing meditations before meetings.
Really? How does that work in a company like an Apple or a Nike or something like that? Do they actually do that kind of thing, 30 seconds to bring yourself into the present moment and let's focus on our intentions?
They do, and I think, you know, corporations, there's a reason this corporation, everyone wants to work for these corporations. They tend to be leaders in terms of culture and new practices. And as I said, it's scientifically proven now the benefits in terms of focus of the mind and bringing that group awareness together and that group consciousness together. So it's not just airy-fairy kind of, we think it might work. There's enough research now to support it, which I think is why these companies are bringing it in and embracing it.
Okay. So you've got a few interesting tips apart from sort of thinking about, you know, your intentions. I would imagine there'd be plenty of meetings many of us go to, maybe with other corporations, which might be getting a bit stressful. Maybe it's legal negotiations or anything like that. If it's just you that's doing this, what can really help you?
Well, if it's just you doing it, it's as I mentioned before, in that the more this becomes your norm of practice, the less other people's opinions or projections will affect you, because your inner core, your self-awareness is so strong that you're able to separate that it's actually not about you and bring people into that. And I'm a big believer in people, it's that mirror where if you hold your energy in a professional manner, in alignment to your own values, other people's behaviour will be left for them to deal with. You know, it's that inner calm, it's that comes from meditation,
yeah,
that enables you to hold yourself.
Be the grown-up in the room.
Well, basically, exactly. It literally is that. And people can flap around, and if they're in that fight or flight that you mentioned earlier, they'll be left in that emotion, and their perhaps exaggerated responses will become obvious and become quite a contrast to your own behaviour if you're holding your own in the calm. And they're often then left with that after the fact, which is how it should be, where they have that opportunity to then reflect if they choose to.
All right. No worries. Great to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much for having a chat to us, Edwina.
Thank you for having me. Happy meditating today.
Yeah, you too. Edwina Griffin. I once upon a time, I was...